as we navigate military life and trying to find something of our own, so we don't get just swept up into the demands of military life, having a faith component for me especially kept me grounded. As you know, like, to earn, quote, a living and provide for our family, we can do a million things. And I often joke, like, is being a podcaster really where I'm called to? Because maybe I want to be like one of my favorite YouTubers, and he just walks around the Cotswolds, and he's at the south of France, and he's just got a camera walking around. There's no talking points. There's no there's no audio. There's no, you know, well, everything that goes into a podcast. So there's a million things we could do, right, to give back to the world and be a productive citizen. But for me, the Lord just kept opening doors and that were impossible to open.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
And we're back. This is an exciting time as we talk to people coming to Military Creator Con 2026 in Arlington, Texas. It's drawing near. And I have the great pleasure today to interview Wendy Poling. Now, Wendy, I understand that when it comes to podcasting, you are a savant. You are truly a subject matter expert. Is not sufficient to describe your expertise. Am I right?
Well, I mean, you know, using the term expert always gets you into trouble. So I'm learning alongside everyone else. I mean, the tools are changing every day, but I did publish my first episode on a podcast back in 2007. So next year, I guess that makes it almost 20 years, right? So we're knocking on the door of 19 right now. Like most good podcasters, I've had some starts and stops along the way, but I'm excited to be part of Military Creator Con this year and just share what I've learned and get to meet everybody and learn from all of you, including you, Travis.
Awesome. So podcasting is changing. When I started, it was very different than it is now, and it's changing even now with the advent of, in my view, the barrier to entry is much lower technically and cost-wise, but also the advent of AI is changing things. But change is constant. But let's start with the commonalities. Even back from 2007 to today, what is, in your mind, the base things that are needed for a good podcast?
Well, I think the base things for good podcast is good audio, right? I think that's just the technical part. But the heart of podcasting and what makes a good podcast, that comes from the creator side. And that's what the conference is all about, helping us all get better and help each other grow. So for me, the new technology, I went to Podcast Movement back in August. That's where I met James and Mara. And, you know, we have tools like Riverside, which is what we're using right now to record this episode. And it's so much easier to get great audio. The price to entry on microphones, it's not as complicated as it was back in the day. Like, I have this fancy Heil mic, but you can buy a mic for under $100 and use Riverside and you're off to the races. So it's more than the technical piece, I would say, but you asked about like barrier to entry and you need good audio and you need a good platform that's stable and provides a good experience for the listener.
For the new podcaster, you know, what are the things that you would advise them to do to, you know, refine their podcast and grow their skills, Wendy?
Well, as I am, you know, giving back to my military spouse community, and one of those is, you know, my podcast, The Military Spouse Show, I always tell aspiring creators, it's not necessarily about the podcast. It's about the message that you're trying to convey to your audience. And for me, faith is a big part of my life. And so I feel like if you're an aspiring creator, you have that nudge to help others and share your voice, and you're feeling called to do so, that is the most authentic place to be when it comes to starting a podcast. You don't want to start a podcast because your best friend's starting one, or you see somebody being really successful and it looks easy, or maybe you have a favorite podcast and you're like, oh, maybe I'll try. You really need to commit about a year, I think, into podcasting journey to see some success, because like anything, it's like playing golf. You're really terrible for a really long time. I haven't golfed in a while, but you know how it is. You don't want to do something that you're not any good at. And it takes a while, takes a good commitment. And we know from podcasting that most podcasts don't make it past 5 episodes. And so that's one of the things I'm concentrating now on, is helping aspiring creators host my podcast with Krista Wells. And I just feel like knowing that going in, that it's more of a long haul than a quick fix for creating a platform. I don't know how you felt about that in your background, but I do think it's a long-term commitment.
Well, I want to come back to your faith here in a second, but I'm curious, do you have any connection to, or are you a veteran yourself, to the military community, Wendy?
My connection to the military community is pretty extensive. It's somewhat of a family business. I was born on a military base. My dad served while he was in college, and that's why I had the good fortune to be born on a military hospital, on a military base. Today, I'm married to a sailor, and we've been together almost 25 years. So he's served in the submarine force.
Oh, wow.
And my background is really a joint services. Like, I have a defense part of my background in my career. Like any good military spouse, we've had a lot of jobs. And so I've worked civil service for the Army, for the Air Force, and also supported the Navy. And before I ever stepped into corporate America. And that was the first part of my career. And the second part was working for a Fortune 100 company that their sole business model was serving military families in the financial sector.
So you've had like a breadth and depth of experiences, not only as a military wife, but in your professional career. So now I'm curious, where did podcasting fit into what you're doing?
So podcasting started because back in the day, when we were creators 20 years ago, we were all blogging anonymously if you thought you had something to say, right?
Yep.
I was blogging anonymously. Krista and I were part of the original crew for Military Spouse Magazine's digital hub. And we used to have, we connected and we had so much fun. And then one day we were like, we should press record. And that's how my journey into podcasting came. You know, just having fun with my friends on the phone and laughing and thinking we were hilarious and thought somebody else should hear us chat. It was much less, I wouldn't say there was any strategic planning at all. It was just more having fun with friends and wanting to press record. And that's how my podcast journey started. And since then, it's opened so, so many doors and stages and red carpet premieres, all kinds of things that I never would have thought possible.
Well, let me ask you this. Many military wives have told me that there are times of sustained loneliness while their husband is on a floater, especially for a submariner's wife who their husband disappears for 3-4 months at a time. They don't get anything except for maybe a 25-word message. So it sounds like podcasts, in a way, can kind of fill that void with a shared sisterhood of spouses going through the same thing.
Yeah, I think that sharing our voice and sharing what we're going through, that's part of the burst of the creator community, is being able to find others that are going through your same situation. And in military life, we know that it can be very heightened times of stress and heightened times of uncertainty and like not knowing what's next, never mind like having to move every 3 years or 4 years, etc. So for the Military Spouse Show, and it started as Navy Wife Radio back in the day, it really was a chance to come together. And, you know, I had a military spouse once leave a comment on our show that said, "You guys have helped me PCS from the States to Hawaii." And I downloaded a bunch of episodes and I listened to the show because I was flying by myself with my toddler from Dallas to Pearl Harbor. And so it was just like a wake up call that, you know, podcasting is special, as you know, because you're in someone's ears, you're with them as they go through their daily walk in life. And whether it's picking up their kids from school, working out, unloading the dishwasher, whatever it may be. So I think podcasting has that special place within the creator to the audience. And what we know now, fast forward, you know, the creator economy is a $250 billion market. Brands are investing more and more of their traditional marketing budgets into the creator economy. And so when it comes to podcasting, there is the connection part, but it really is an avenue to make a difference for your family in terms of income for military spouses to consider. And so that's what I'm stepping into in this realm of my next phase of my career. And so, yeah, it can really help loneliness when you connect as a creator with others who give you that positive feedback, thinking, am I just talking to the universe? Like, you know, we've got astronauts headed to the moon. Yeah. So is anyone listening to me out here or is someone actually listening? And so,
I must say,
a lot of opportunity.
Well, I must say, Wendy, I really appreciate you sharing that there's a faith component to your podcast. And, you know, I really respect that. And I was curious if you could share with us how your faith figures into the direction of your podcast in terms of maybe guests or who you're going to talk to or what the subject matter is. Is it laid on your heart? Is it something that you just feel and the Spirit guides you, if you will?
Well, you know, as military spouses, right, we, like I said earlier, we go through a lot. Our spouses go through a lot. We're asked a lot. The mission comes first. And so as we navigate military life and trying to find something of our own, so we don't get just swept up into the demands of military life, having a faith component for me especially kept me grounded. And as you know, like, to earn, quote, a living and provide for our family, we can do a million things. And I often joke, like, is being a podcaster really where I'm called to be? Because maybe I want to be like one of my favorite YouTubers. His channel is called Dave Walks. And he just walks around the Cotswolds. And he's at the south of France. And he's just got a camera walking around. There's no talking points. There's no there's no audio, really. There's no, you know, everything that goes into a podcast. Like, you know, there's a million things we could do, right, to give back to the world and be a productive citizen. But for me, the Lord just kept opening doors and that were impossible to open. And I think through thoughtful prayer, journaling, taking a step of action, I just believe the Lord meets us where we are when we take those actions. And you're going to see success if you listen and you're quiet and you never know what can happen. Like, for me, that looked like I had the opportunity to interview the director of the film Act of Valor. And if you're familiar with that film, Act of Valor, it is centered on Navy SEALs. It's high tempo, it's action oriented. But within that film, there is a scene where there's a submarine that plays a component to that film. And prior to, you know, modern day, like, I don't know, I feel like the world's opened up a little bit more and we see submarine activity a little more up close and personal as opposed to we did 15 years ago or however long that film came out. But there is a scene where there's a helicopter above the ocean water and you can see a submarine, a Trident submarine under the ocean. And it was the first of its kind, I think. You don't even see that on a Discovery Channel.
Right.
So to sit, I was at Milblog, the Milblog conference, the early days of MIC, and Scott Waugh, the director, smoking a cigar. We're sitting on a bench outside the Westin in Arlington, Virginia, as part of that conference, and talking about what it took to coordinate landing. And a lot of those a lot of the SEALs in the movie were real SEALs. How did he get that to pull off? And that's an impossible thing to have happen. So I just know that that was by the good Lord above, and being able to share that experience with other submarine wives, like, how did that come to be? And the interior scenes of that movie where we saw an interior submarine, it's like, wow, like, you just don't see it. So that's just one. I had to go to a Nicholas Sparks premiere in New York City. I've interviewed, you know, different celebrities, X, Y, and Z. But really, more than anything, it's just been about those military spouses that come back and say, you know, you really helped me through a long deployment or navigating a PCS or whatever. So that's, I think, when the impossible happens, for me, that's how I know the Lord's leading me and I'm kind of in the right spot.
Speaking of the right spot, Military Creator Con is coming up, and you're yes, asked to present at this conference. You know, who should come to your panel, and what are you trying to share with them?
Well, you know, when we left Navy life, we came to the Hill Country of Texas, and Military Crater Con will be in Arlington, Texas, just right outside Dallas, April 17th and 18th. And so for me, you know, Texas is one of the biggest states for military veterans and their families. And so I'm in San Antonio. Joint Base San Antonio is here. We've got Lackland, Randolph, Fort Hood up the road, plus all the veterans that live around here. And so I'm really speaking to those local folks because the conference is just a couple weeks away and it's an easy drive up from wherever you are. And I'm talking about not only like the creator space and how to build a brand friendly platform, how to start from the ground up in a way that makes you more positioned for profit versus just having a hobby. So this is the next level kind of conversation. And so, so whether you are a beginner or whether you have been doing podcasting for a while, but you're wondering like, how do I get a brand partnership? What do brands look for? How do I position myself to be brand friendly? Even if I don't really want a ton of sponsorships, but I have my favorite brands that I would love to work with. How do I start a podcast that's both reaching my ideal target audience, but also built for the future? And so that's really the start of where my talk will begin. And I have 20 minutes, 25. So I could talk all day on that. but for me and what I'm doing with Krista over the Military Spouse Show and what I'm doing with Surinda Gooch, who's a spouse out in San Diego, I do military spouse events. It's bringing all that together to show how I've can help my community give back on how they can really build something lasting for their families and have something of their own. Because I think that's what military spouses really want. They want their own identity and have something outside of their spouse's career.
Well, it makes sense in the fact that, you know, you're at a base and you might be thousands of miles away from home, but you can still connect over the internet waves, if you will, or airwaves, if you get on traditional media. You know, so many people just struggle to get started in podcasting, and it can be very difficult if you've been podcasting for a while to tell them how to start because everything's changed. But I just try to tell people, hey, just start. Is it just as simple as that, or should somebody do a couple different steps before they hit record for the first time, Wendy?
Well, I think, and you probably had this too, you can press start and you can press record. But the research shows that most podcasters only go there, they publish less than 5 episodes. So if you know that going in and you can get to your, it might even be less, it might even be 3 episodes. But if you can plan out, that's something I do is help military spouses strategically plan out their first 5 episodes. And if you can get to that 5th episode or that 6th, you already know that you are in the top 80% of podcasters, because you know this. It's hard to do a podcast for a long time to create an audience. It just is. It's the nature of the beast. And so I would say that it takes some time to journal, to be in my, you know, I live a faith-filled life. And so if you feel the call to help people, that's not something easily quenched like military service. We could do a lot of different things. People that serve, you know, my husband wore the uniform for 25 years. You don't do that without feeling a sense of calling at some level. Maybe they didn't start that way when they first joined, but you stay because you feel something greater than yourself, that you're helping other people. So for military spouse, I would say anybody starting, like if you feel that call to do that, to share your voice and make a difference, it's not going to go away easy. So I would say spend some thoughtful time writing down who your ideal audience is, what you would talk about, the first 5 shows. If you can do that, and at the end of that half a day of we have ChatGPT now or Claude that can help you put all your jumbled up thoughts into a cohesive little launch plan, you'll be so much more successful. And I think you probably are already seeing the effects of AI and how it's helping us create our workflow much quicker, get our squirrel brain ideas all lined out. So I think doing that helps anybody just say, oh, you know what? It's not as complicated as I thought. I think I can do this. I got at least 5 topics I want to talk about. It would make a big leap into having their show last more than, you know, 2 or 3 episodes and then just getting distracted or drifting to a different creative effort.
Sure, sure. It's coming up before we know it. It'll be here. How can people connect with you after the show and say they come and see you? I hope they come, shake your hand, and ask some questions. But outside of Military Career Con, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, thanks, Travis. You know, I would say that I'm working on a new website and launching that, but it's not quite ready yet. So that's one thing I always like to tell people. You just keep moving forward. We learn more from our failures than we do our successes. And so I'm redoing my website right now, but when it's up, it'll be wendypoling.com. But you can always find me on LinkedIn. If anybody that's listening, if anything I've said has resonated with you, I would invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know if you have any questions. Happy to answer. You know, Military Creator Con is the 17th and 18th of April, and that's here before we know it. But this show, you know, this podcast, thanks, Travis, it'll live on for months after. So no matter when you find this, I hope you'll reach out to myself or Travis, who has a great background in the space as well. We'd love to connect with you.
Well, speaking of connection, game respects game, and you wanted to ask me a couple of questions. So I'm going to give you like 5-6 minutes to ask a couple questions yourself, Wendy.
Yeah, I love this. All right. So, you know, we've been helping with Military Creator Con. And so I'm just curious to see, like, why give back in this other, you know, in this a deeper way to the military community? And how is that, you know, your podcast, your creator life, why now be part of this conference?
Well, for me, I've been doing my podcast since 2016. I've got nearly 500 shows done over 10 years. So the one thing I can tell you when I first started my podcast, since it's a military veterans podcast, is that there was really no space or place for veterans. You'd show up to a podcast meetup, and you know, I might run into you out of 100 people, 200 people, and that was it. And you know, no one really wanted to hear our voices. We weren't talking about the popular stuff. And so that really said to me that if you have a chance to support something that is a veteran or military centric, if you can, support it. And so I feel that James and Mar have created this incubation, this space for us. And I had the ability and capability to go, so I wanted to go. And, you know, for me, this show was started, as you said, it started as a way to serve. And so I've had a purpose of service since I started Oscar Mike Radio, and that's why I keep going.
I love that. And I was going to say, like, what's the name of your podcast? So everybody knows.
It is Oscar Mike Radio. So we're on the move, on the mission. It's military speak for on the move or on mission for our veterans and active duty service members.
Okay. I love that. So you asked me about my faith. So yeah. It leads me to ask you, how has faith played a part, if it has, in your creative efforts?
I think for me, you know, I'm not really like a heavy-duty churchgoer. I do have faith in God. I do believe that there is a God. And like I would say this, that podcasting has shown me that, you know, if you listen to what your purpose is and you're authentic in your purpose, all kinds of possibilities, opportunities open up for you. And it's certainly, I can't really measure it, but it seems like I'm in the right space, in the right place of my life. Like I'm where I should be and that there's more coming.
I love that. That's exciting. I think that, you know, like the good Lord above likes to surprise us with different things, and you never know what that's going to be. We just have to keep an open mind and make progress going forward, right? So that's the key. Just like little steps count.
It is all about little steps. I try to tell people you're not going to be you know, a superstar overnight. And if you enjoy the craft and you know, enjoy the process, you can have a lot of fun at the same time. And like now has been fun. I get to talk with somebody who has lived the military life, had a long-term experience being a military spouse, and then has found a way during your husband's service to be of service yourself and give back to those who are serving. I think it's a very unique place you're in, Wendy.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that. I'm excited to meet you in person.
Absolutely.
In Dallas in a couple weeks. I will say, so when it comes to 500 episodes, there are few people that I have met that have crossed that threshold. And so I want to ask another question.
Sure.
When it comes to 500 episodes, were there times when you wanted to stop or take a break? How did that work when, like, quote, life gets in the way and you have competing priorities, family, etc.? Well, tell me a little bit more how you were able to do that.
So I'll give you an example. So 4 years ago, I ruptured my quadricep tendon, and it was an old Marine Corps injury that came due. And I had surgery. I was in a brace and a lot of pain and discomfort. And, you know, I think knowing that the podcast had to continue was actually a way to heal because, yeah, I'm in all this discomfort. I'm in all this pain. Life is really bad. I had to learn how to walk again. But wow. Every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, OMR went out. And I think saying that to myself, that no matter what was going on, it had to go out, actually helped me through the difficult parts of that experience. And it taught me that, hey, you know, life throws you curveballs. Nothing is guaranteed. But, you know, if I focused on trying to deliver something, you know, I was grateful, Wendy. I was grateful that I could, you know, record and talk to people and keep the show going. And that gratitude really helped me heal.
Well, I love that. And having a creative outlet really does help us in many ways heal, many ways that we feel like it's a restorative process. You know, my background here, you see a lot of Lego in the back.
Yes.
I also have a Lego channel that I do with my family. I wanted to do something creative that was, you know, like get into like a flow of just like forget all of my troubles and laugh and joke and actually have something at the end of an hour that you put together with your hands that I could do with my kids, my grandkids, my husband, whoever. And so it's sort of taken over our life a little bit, but the power of being creative, it's not to be underestimated, and it helps us heal. It helps us restore. It helps give us energy, helps us take our mind away from our troubles, whether that's podcasting or building Lego or gardening or cooking or any kind of creative effort. And that's really, I think, too, what Military Creator Con is about. It's like no matter, even if you're not a podcaster, because we've been talking a lot about podcasting today, doesn't matter what that creative outlet is that you have, it can really make a difference. And I love the fact that being creative helped you stay on your track for gentle healing from your injury, and how giving back to others during that process maybe helped take the focus. You know, like we say, if we're having a hard time, if we give to others, somehow our pain is a little less sharp. It sounds like that maybe happened for you.
I think so. I'm very curious about Lego. I still have my old, let's see, it's number 47, the Space Cruiser set. And I don't know, in closing, do you like all these new Legos with all this, the branded designs, or do you yearn for the old days where you had to actually like think of something and build it with the bricks?
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm a new Lego aficionado, okay, or creator, I say.
Yeah.
And so for me, I got into Lego because of the modular buildings that look like houses, and you can put a street together and all of these things that look more like a little mini modular place. And like I love travel. And so a lot of my Lego is about travel. So for me, I love that. But if you were to ask like the 7-year-old that's around here, he says, I don't want a project. I just want to build whatever I want to build. And so it's so funny how it can satisfy whatever creative inkling a person might have. So yeah, that's, and there's not that many female creators in the space, funny enough. It is kind of pricey hobby. So, but it's easy because then my kids, my husband, they know what to get me for my birthday. It's easy. I'm just like my mom, you know, like, just give me a Lego gift card. I'll be happy.
Well, I am happy to talk with you. I can't wait to meet you in Arlington in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for sharing with us. This is Travis with Wendy Poling from Military Creator Con. We will see you soon. Get your tickets now.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.